Hello everyone, we start in a couple of minutes. Luxas and Greg, I'm sending you an invite to speak. Accept it. Okay, we are slowly starting. Please, Sasha, accept the request for having the conversation here. Welcome everyone to another Artist Weekly. I'm Kronos from Sports Club. Thank you for your participation. In this space, we give artists from different places a platform to exchange ideas, find out directly how we can help them solve their problems, and provide directly feedback in a sports club. We provide tools that help the artists to spread their talent, monetize their art, gain knowledge about Web3, and give the audience a new way to acquire the pieces from their personal artist. Today, we have the honor to have as guests PTCC. I will call you Sasha because that is a bit tricky to me to pronounce. Luxas and Greg B. Really happy to have you guys here. So let's start with a couple of introductions. I want to hear who are you and where are you from. Let's start with Luxas. How are you, Luxas?
Hey guys, good morning. Glad to be here. So what was the question?
Just introduce yourself. I want to know what type of art do you do and where are you from most of all?
I live on the Slovenian coast in Istria. I used to travel a lot as a Grammatics production manager. I was a lot in New York, but now I'm here and actually really loving it. At first, the pandemic hit us hard, but then actually the crypto space has been good to me to survive the whole change of my job, to say, you know. I used to tour a lot, and basically this is why I also believe in crypto. Not as much lately, but anyway, we did a lot of projects with Grammatic. We did the first live tokenized set. We did Syntopia, which was with Audioglyphs, which was a generative, basically like a counterpart to what the PFP projects were doing, but with sound. Actually, their DOW that they're finally in the final stages, so it's going to be available soon, which works on blockchain. And then also we were involved in different projects. Myself, I do a lot of visual generative art now. I spend a lot of time learning how to use sound to create visuals from it. So having an audio reactive, I could have like a live act with audio reactive visuals. I use a lot of modular synthesizers. I play the piano, I play the caval. I just finished my album, so yeah, it's hard for me to talk about like me, you know. So yeah, I think this sums it up.
Perfect. I love to hear that you mix the world of your talent, your thing, with the Web3 world, which is the place where I belong. And I know there are a lot of artists that see this like a huge barrier and maybe see it like a huge monster in the wardrobe. But the truth is, it's another tool. So I will go with another questions around this topic for you, if you agree, in a moment more. But I want to hear also the other two guests around. Let's continue with Sasha. Hello, Sasha. How are you? Let me know where are you from and what type of art are you doing?
Hi. I'm a bit ill at the moment. Have a fever, and so my throat is a bit sore. But I'm from Serbia. I've been DJing for like 15 years, but also involved in a various cultural institutions as a program manager, then some festivals as part of organization, and work with some bands, etc. I work for the biggest club in Belgrade, and we host parties every night. We also have a gallery, and our space is also some kind of open space for theaters and independent productions, to not only a club, I would say, to make their art and perform it at our space.
Okay. Hello guys from my side, Andre here from Spoz. I want to thank Sasha to join us, being ill. I'm sorry, Sasha, it's like this. I hope you get well soon, and thank you for joining the and supporting us in this space. I really appreciate it.
It's okay, a bit of a flu, it's unpleasant only, but I mean, I would rather listen more than speak at this point, but yeah.
We will be gentle to you, and okay. And cool. don't push it too much. Really, really, I appreciate it. It means a lot of us, for us, for you to be here, and thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate not only your time, but also jumping in even with a flu. Something huge. Thanks a lot. It's something important to us here, the experiences of the artist, so we appreciate a lot your words. I want to continue with Greg V. I need to say that I was seeing a lot the profile of Greg V, something really interesting. Hello, Greg. How are you? Where are you from and what are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Can you hear me all right?
Pretty good.
Okay, I just want to make sure you can hear me, because I'm using those, you know, headphones. Yeah, my name is Greg. I play the didgeridoo. No, I'm kidding. I am actually a stand-up comedian. I'm from America, and I live and perform in Romania. I also am a founder of a NFT project with comedy utility called Ha Ha Hyenas that'll be launching in a few months. The whole goal of the project is to combine Web3 and comedy, allowing people that are comedy fans, people that want to perform comedy, a community to learn, grow, and entertain each other, and just kind of bring comedy to the to those at home through a Metaverse Comedy Club, a community of comedians and teachers of comedy, as well as some other things such as public speaking and writing and such like that. But right now I'm focused on just building our project and trying to get our project out there in front of people and letting them know what we're all about. But pretty much out, during the day, I'm a stand-up comedian. And at night, I sit in Web3 and build a project on Ethereum. That's the quick and dirty of it.
Excellent, excellent. Let me say that I'm on NFTs since 2021, and I never saw a project like Ha Ha Hyenas. Something that it caught my attention. I would love to go a bit in deep that in a couple of questions. Of course, I don't want to lose the focus of the space, which today is how to gain exposure as an artist, but everything is related, you know. I will hear your experiences, which is something that can help everyone here. So let's jump in a couple of common questions for a start. We don't want to steal a lot of time of you guys, so we really appreciate that you are here speaking with us. So, Luxas, I would like to hear your start in the Artistic Junior. How did you start with it? Did you start it because you wanted a source of revenue or just to express what you were doing?
I mean, it's actually, I work a lot with Grammatic, so he's been involved with this a lot. He had a huge drop on Nifty Gateway, and yeah, we were amazed, like, of the possibility of course of revenue, but also like that another world exists, you know, especially since we couldn't tour anymore, you know, like music on Spotify and all the portals, they pay, but you know, me myself, I'm not like a huge artist. I do very underground music, like niche music, you know. I'm not complaining, I'm doing fine, but definitely it wasn't like before when we were touring half a year, you know. So it was basically a new world that I discovered, and I was really, I mean, I'm still hopeful about and romantic about it, but I lost interest a little bit of, I don't know. There's a lot of. It's very crowded now, so it's very hard to dissect what's real, what's not. Which projects are definitely like going forward, which are not. I find that too many things were just very well promoted, but then they didn't actually deliver, and I find that that it really damaged the space, you know. And now it's kind of like everybody's a bit, you know, not sure, you know. So I miss that. Hopefully it will, this ship will like go back on its track, you know. Like, but that's I think that's related to the world society. So it's like, I think it's a human thing. It's not a problem with Web3 at all. Sorry, I went too far, but I always connect dots with the others, you know. I'm just a little disappointed lately about the space. I'm really not sure. I don't want to go too far.
No problem. Take your time, because today I'm happy to say we have three guests and we have time to hear everyone here. Of course, to remind the audience, if you have any questions or something to say, just raise a hand and I will give you the word. But I want to go a bit deep into your introduction. I remember you say something around the crisis of the COVID that hit you a bit hard in your show, I'm right?
Actually, like my wife, I always, like at the beginning, I was even when we had like a couple good cool projects, you know, going, and it helped me go through that hard time, you know, when all this change happened, and I was like still complaining of like, oh yeah, you know, we couldn't tour no more, you know, and explained to somebody, and my wife goes, look man, you're doing better now, you know, like we're hanging out. Like I love to go to nature, hang out with my dogs. I'm in my studio. I have all my synthesizers that I always wanted, you know. So in that terms, it really helped me. It's huge. What I was like a bit disappointed lately, because I was involved a lot with Web3 and Spaces, and then it started to bother me that me myself as a artist, musician, but also technician, whatever, there is a lot of learning every day you have to do, you know, at least from my perspective, my opinion, you know. So I have to practice the piano, I have to practice the kaval, I have to like try new things and synthesize, create music. I feel that it's more important than doing a lot of promotions, because like it's really hard for artists these days to get noticed, you know. But I feel that it's not fair to the artist that needs to be involved so much of like, you know, oh, you have to do all these things, but what about music? What about doing first being really good? You know, I think that is really important. Come to a stage where you're comfortable with what you do, you know, if you can get there as an artist, you know, because we all know it's hard to be satisfied with your own work. But I feel as Web3, for example, I'm very disappointed that we still use X and we didn't find an alternative, something that actually we don't need to pay as Instagram, as Facebook, as, you know, X now. If you don't pay them, nobody will see your posts, even if you have like, you know, 5,100 followers, whatever, you know, nobody's going to see stuff. So I'm disappointed in the Web3 people that we didn't find an alternative to it. So yeah.
I will jump in. It looks just like I when I was planning the space, when we were planning the space, like I find your profile, I explore it, you know, I explore your work and everything you do. I'm a big supporter of underground music. I'm a big fan of experimental and these kind of things. So just want to say that you're doing amazing, amazing work. And please continue, like, if we at Spos can help you somehow, you know, even to get you motivated, please reach out to us, like, you're doing amazing work.
Oh, thank you for so much for kind words, man. It means a lot. Like I try to always like if anybody, because also I checked you guys and I really got a really nice invitation. And of course, I'm gonna support everyone, you know. But I was just saying from my experience, you know, because a lot of times that I came and helped somebody or whatever, and then it turns out it's like, you know, it is what it is, but I'm still hopeful, you know. I just wish for all the artists to, I don't know, like at some point, it's very important that you really focus on your craft, you know, and this is the main thing. And I'm really sorry that all of us need to think about marketing and all this much, you know. It's very hard. I mean, even, you know, from my experience, you know, even when I see Grammatic, because he's huge, like he's my friend, also my boss, like we go way back, you know, but he's really successful. So I learned a lot of like that this never stops, you know. You would think, yeah, Grammatic has now like, you know, the freedom to do whatever he wants, you know, and he has more freedom than me probably, but it's still like a lot of responsibilities, you know. And you cannot just it never is just like waking up making music, you know, which is our dream, you know. You have to deal with stuff. It's just a matter of, you know, I would like to just to have like more platforms that would actually like the old social media, you know, where actually, you know, we call it the pipe was open, you know, because it's not fair with the algorithms and all that, and not really sure how what to think of it, you know. It's a lot of hard work, but I think that hard work, if you're good enough at some point, when you're in the right time with the right place, you will your music will break through, you know, your art will break through. I think lately I'm all about, like, you know, focusing on art more than promotion.
Definitely. So I not only agree with this, and Greg, I give you the word in 1 second. I just want to compliment something here with Luxas. I agree with this, and I feel like your disappointment comes by the hand of the disappointment of a lot of people about Web3. We saw a downtrend really, really hard the past year. Everyone was really in a bad mood around blockchain, around crypto. But there are cycles, you know. I think that this upcoming year will be insane, and it's a really, really good opportunity to jump in and take advantage of the opportunities that are being made nowadays, because you need to see the light at the start. You know, you need to see the opportunity now, which everyone is seeing that is a bit bad. Of course, we are seeing a couple of green attitudes nowadays, and that is pretty, pretty good. And in Sports Clue, we want to create exactly that you are saying, you know, a place for empowering the artists, giving them a platform for selling their art, giving an opportunity to not needing to carry all the marketing, to carry all the exposure team. Is something that we also think is something unfair on the traditional platforms, where you need to pay a lot for gaining exposure, promotion, and all this stuff. We are creating this place exactly for that reason. So I invite you to check out our platforms, because we have developed a marketplace pretty, pretty cool for selling the music and podcast and all different kind of arts. And it's really interesting what you are saying, because we share exactly the same vision, and we understand why the artists are being disappointed at these times. I personally think, and this is my own opinion, is something that will change really big time soon. You know, 2024 will be a year for changing people's mind. We will see a lot of adoptions in a lot of places. We will see a lot of people coming in again. So it's really important to be updated in the things that are happening in Web3. I'm happy to have you here and hear your opinion, you know. Greg, you wanted to say something around this?
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say that I feel that struggle too of, you know, having to be your own marketer, your own graphic designer, your own publicity guy, everything like that. And I think a lot of small artists wish that they didn't have to do it. And especially for comedians, we kind of have to do it all ourselves as well, because there's even less money in comedy than I feel. I may be wrong, but in comedy compared to music, and a lot of us have to deal with the fact that we are the ones that have to do our marketing and social media and everything. Like, actually, while I was on this call, I was making a poster for the show that I do on Wednesdays. I was talking about this actually on a podcast, that a lot of people don't realize it when they get in, that we have to be our own marketing team. But I definitely sympathize with the feeling of, like, I just want to get into the art. I just want to sit back but I really want to just focus on the art, because I don't like doing social media myself. I'm very lax on Instagram and Facebook. Like, I just started my professional Facebook page, Greg Brown Comedy or whatever. And, you know, I tried TikTok, but didn't get a lot of traction. I don't create a whole bunch of content. So I understand the struggle of, like, trying to gain exposure, but it is part of our the job right now, because until you get into a big deal and get your own marketing team, there's really no way around it, unfortunately. Web3, however, is a great way to get worldwide, I think, and so that's one of the big pluses there. And also, I wanted to say I do sympathize with them about, you know, projects, horrible projects hurting the space, and you know scams, schemes, pump and dumps, things like that, rugged, you know, it hurts the scene more than people realize, since you've joined Web3, you join you buy your first NFT, you see, for example, like, oh, we see this new artist, he's got a cool look, he's got a great music, he has 10,000, 20,000 followers, he's releasing a single, like, oh, I'm going to buy this. You buy it, and it starts going up slowly, slowly, slowly. And then you realize, oh, well, those 10,000 are mainly bots. They're not real followers. Or, you find out the song is stolen, things like that. And once that happens to you, even if it's only $100 or $50 or $200, people that can ruin someone's financially, and then they're never going to want to come back to the space. So it hurts the space in the general sense. And so I understand that feeling. And as a founder, I'm trying to do everything I can to let people know, like, okay, this is a long-term goal. This is a long-term vision. We have a docs team. This is the founder. Everything like that. So, but yeah, I just wanted to say, as an artist, I think everybody has to kind of be their own marketer a little bit. And it's a horrible thing. Like, but unless you're going to throw money at the problem, there's no other way to solve it, in my opinion.
Definitely, definitely. And I also not only agree with this, you say something that is really important to me, because I see a lot of trouble onboarding new people on Web3 with all of this stuff happening, that, like you say, the scams, the booms and dooms. People, the first talk about the space is, okay, this is full of scammers. This is something that is not useful. And the truth is, it's another tool, it's another tool else to add for your things to do, for selling your art, for selling your talent, because it's nothing else like that. In Web2 you have a lot of different ways to do it. You have the platforms, the traditional platforms, you have in real life stuff. I saw you making a lot of real life events that are pretty, pretty good. Honestly, I heard a bit of one and I laugh a lot. Thank you for that. It's something that you are right. It's a huge barrier for the people going in, but I think we are really, really early. And having this barrier for people having trouble for understand what is happening on Web3, on blockchain, on how can I go in, how can I buy a song, for example, or how can I buy the podcast of Greg, how can I do it, is something really hard to make it. I think that points out that we are really early, Imagine the beginning of the platforms of Spotify, of YouTube, of the early stages of these things. Everyone talked, it was Chinese, really hard to understand. And after a couple of months, years, the people started to realize that it's a tool to add. So I think it's really important to understand that we are really early. I would love to hear more about you in this 2024, because I personally think we'll explode a lot with your content. So, and I wanted to ask, I take advantage that I'm taking to you, Greg, how much time did you take to get some audience on your podcasts, your stand-up? Is something that took a lot of time or not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been doing it for about 4 years, and really, like I said, I don't really get too big into social media, and I need to do it more. Really, Twitter, I kind of focused on it for a few months and got my following up a little bit. But I realized, just to kind of circle back on what we were saying about NFTs and Web3, is nowadays when you mention anything like that, if you mention NFTs to the normal person, they almost all go, it's a scam. Oh,
exactly.
That's just going to steal. You're just trying to steal people's money. But it's true about what you said, which was these are great tools. And that's literally why I love Web3, is the fact that I can go, hey, this NFT is more than just a piece of art. It's your access to a tokenated metaverse comedy club. It allows you to have, workshops and things with professional comedians. It allows you, for live events, personalized merch or whatever. There's a lot of utility that's behind these NFTs and Web3. That people don't understand, and people just find out about, oh, there's a pump and dump, so all of them are scams. and it really hurts the space. And that's also one thing I was going to mention about, like, my following on Twitter is like 7,000, but I'm guessing maybe more than half of those are already gone. You know, the space is moving so fast, and people are getting scammed, and they come and they go. So to be constantly developing a following is very difficult, especially on Twitter. I mean, Facebook and Instagram, I feel, is a little more solid. And I have, since I moved, I did comedy for about 2 years locally in America. And then I moved over here to Romania. And I gained a small following here, just, you know, taking shots at big shows and trying to develop and post quality content, and also just taking opportunities that I maybe wouldn't have used or wouldn't have done in the past. I just did my first podcast. I just went on TV a couple times. I've posted clips of those things, and I mean, they're high quality content, but if they don't hit the algorithm, there's really nothing I can do, right? So unless I boost and pay. And it's a long game, especially for comedy, unless you're falling into the tactics to boost, like, you know, crowd work or outlandish material or controversial material. And I'm sure it's the same for, like, music or, you know, if a rapper has controversial lyrics or insane imagery or even just girls twerking like crazy, like all these things. Are kind of artificially pump your numbers, but you have to kind of be consistent. People want to see content as much as possible, and quality content on top of that. So that would be my big suggestion for people. And of course, you kind of have to have your foot in everything. Have your foot in Web3, live shows, local shows, on the road. New styles, and just keep, you know, perfecting the art, like Lux is saying. You gotta keep working to make the best art you can make.
Yeah, definitely. You said it's everything. You know, you have the right idea, in my opinion, and it's really good that you're having these talks in this stage, because you need to be updated in what are the things that are coming, what are the new technologies that the people is using for create more audience, because at the end of the day, like I was saying, and you understood it really good, it's just another tool, you know. You need to add it, you need to use it in your advantage, and you need to take this like a huge opportunity. Imagine the connections that you were mentioned yet, a lot of new people that you can know, a lot of people that you can create some kind of business partnership, is something that opens you a lot of doors. Also, we have here Christian, the founder of Spos. Christian, thanks for your time and showing him. You want to complement something around this idea?
Yes, hello everybody. And thanks for participating in this space. I really appreciate it. And I get a lot of valuable insights from you as artists. And basically, the system that we are creating, we want to make it for you, the artists. My daughter herself is an artist, and I found it very difficult to market her work, because the music industry is very much controlled by big companies, big labels, and social media giants such as Meta and the Google Group, and so I thought we need to find a way that we can sell more directly, so the artist can interact more directly with the fans. And I think the Web3 idea is great. It's a great technology. Also, the idea of building community, that's great. That's very valuable. But as I heard, as one of you said, in Web3 we have some disadvantages, like the scams. Sometimes we don't know who the people are. There's a lack of trust. And I think if we provide such a tool to artists, that we need to be able to give this trust to the user. If they buy a song from the artist, then that's why we, on our platform, we identify the artists. We if you want to have an artist page and we provide great tools for you to have your own website on Spots, then we need to know who you are. I get some pushback from my own team, yeah, from the Web3 people on my own team for that. But I think if we want to really make business, business is always between real people, right? And yes, we're early in Web3. We're early with the technology, but what we also want to do, we want to open this Web3 technology to Web2 users. And that's why in our system, we will provide not only interfaces for Web3, we will also provide interfaces for users that do not use crypto to have similar access to the media. So that's why we will provide a streaming app that you will not use a crypto wallet to use it, and also some feature that you will buy, be able to buy some music licenses without having to have a crypto wallet. Yeah, that's just my input on what we want to do. Thank you.
Definitely. And I personally think that is key, something what Christian was saying, and that is for making the success of all the Web3 and blockchain technology, it's mandatory to make a huge onboarding of new people, get this huge adoption of other people that don't know really about the ecosystem. I think that's the ultimate goal for every project in this space. And it's true that in Spots we are mixing both worlds, you know, giving access to the people from Web2 and giving tools to the people from Web3. Also, people from Web2 can access this world, monetize their shop in other ways. We have a lot of tutorials on how to create a wallet, how to go into the platform, how to create a profile. So the goal that has this post club in mind is the same goal that has everyone. Even if you stop and think of it, even Bitcoin blockchain have the same goal after all, creating this mass adoption and create the usage for every user all over the world. So thanks a lot, Christian, for your input. And that's exactly why we create these spaces, to hear the artist's experiences. We want to hear what are the problems. It's true what Luxas was saying. It's really, really good to hear him, because it's true that a lot of people are disappointed around the space. I think that is related to the early that we are. Of course, the NFTs and blockchain started several years ago, but we are still really early, and this will explode a lot really soon. Luxas, go ahead.
I didn't want to sound like that much negative. It's just the reality of it, you know. But also choosing the life of an artist, it's gonna, like, it's always been, you know, hard. Like, you have all kinds of different stories. You only see the final product of all these artists and huge big ones, but they all have like a very complex story. So it's all part of it, you know. Like, I accept it. I was just my disappointment was just that, like, I'm very, like, naive person, I would say, you know. I'm very hopeful about all this stuff, so I expected maybe more, you know, from Web3 and what it turned out, because now we're talking about, of course, a lot of scams, you know, and that turned people off. But also at the same time, I'm a bit also disappointed, you know, like, because it's, everything's connected, you know. We cannot just look at the Web3 and like its entity, you know, like on its own, you know. It's still connected to Web3, to the world, to our countries, how the economy works and everything, you know. And when you think for example, what I was trying to say, like, also now, like, with Bandcamp that got sold, like, I don't know what to think of that, you know. We're losing this these cool platforms, you know, because, like, if in the end we all gonna use Spotify, like, I don't use Spotify, but because the quality is not good enough for me, you know. And but people accept it, you know. So I'm afraid, like, you know, that maybe at the same point we need to, there's a lot of work for us to educate people, you know, everyone we meet about the tools, you know, because it's the same, like, Nobel made Dynamite, you know. And you know, it's a useful tool, but it's also a destructive tool, and it's the same everywhere. It's a double-edged sword technology, you know. Same with AI, same with everything. I'm just afraid, like, people are going a little bit on the wrong direction nowadays, you know, and choosing for them to be more comfortable, so going to just Spotify, you know, and not taking like an extra step to help an artist, you know. This is where I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done, because I don't think a lot of people realize, and they take music for granted, you know, because we are bombarded also every day with information. So that's also very hard, how to reach through to people and how to invade their space, which is already like super crowded with information, and go like, oh yeah, look, check this out. So it's much more than that, you know. It's much more than Web3, and I'm not sure how to do it, but like what I do is just do it step by step, you know. If we all do it, things will change. But definitely the rep of Web3, it's not the best now. It's the same here, you know. I cannot talk to anybody. I'm in totally Web2 place.
Yes, I understand perfectly what you are saying, but it's really good that you are in the world, you know. Just being here, just being around, gives you a lot of advantage facing other artists. It can be looked like not, but gives you a lot of advantage having all of this knowledge. I truly believe that in the near future, everyone will start to hear about this, about what are the tools inside. Sooner or later, they will need to adapt it, you know. As the same that the artists adapted in the past, will need to adapt it to this new future, the new tools. And it's true that it's a huge barrier, but I think this space will sort it out in big time, you know. I mean, 2024 will be a huge year. Sasha, I don't want to bother you a lot because I know you are sick. You can make a short answer, but I would like to ask if you heard something around Web3. I know in the spaces we are not focusing only in Web3. We focus on here the experiences. We focus on here the ways that the artists have to sell in their content and creating audience. And today we want to speak more on how to gain exposure. And did you hear something around Web3 at least?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I follow Web3 from the start, you know, that it should be a new approach from the internet to the audience. Then it should be like user-generated internet. And well, in like post-COVID periods, I think Web3 provided some new tools for artists to gain exposure or just reach the audiences through NFTs, then later on through more direct contact with audiences. But I think that especially what happened with the pillars of the old web, let's say somebody mentioned X and Facebook and Instagram, it's kind of confusing because these old sites tried to monetize themselves, and these new sites didn't succeed to totally monetize themselves. So I guess for artists, it's still a bit of a struggle to find the best model how to reach a new audience through Web3. But then again, maybe we expected that it will develop too soon, because I guess change was needed after all. Maybe we should give it time for Web3 to develop and reach new audiences and artists as well.
Definitely. And something that you were saying around the audience is something that I wanted to touch with Greg as well. I want to hear his opinion about reaching new audience, because maybe I'm wrong, but I can imagine, because I saw Greg making in real life events, so I can imagine that jumping in a stage in a bar can get you maybe 20, 30 people hearing what you are saying. But imagine going live in a Web3 platform with people, you can maybe reach 100 people hearing. I see a lot of potential. Again, I'm wrong, but I will hear your take around this.
Yeah, I was actually I was just thinking about all this. So, I have a background in marketing and advertising. So I actually worked in some advertising firms in the past, and learning, you know, just if you look at just the numbers, it is a very daunting task to gain followers, to get clicks. And so I think it is important to have a multi-channel approach, right? So as an artist, I think it's important to do everything. Like I was saying earlier, you got to be the YouTube guy, you got to be the Instagram guy, the Twitter guy, the live performance, everything. And still the conversion rate is going to be pretty bad. I mean, if you look at a regular ad, I used to work in digital advertising. And if you're looking at like an article on, let's say, BuzzFeed, and there's a little square ad on the side for your local, I don't know, dry cleaner. And that size is the most common size. It's called a medium rectangle. It's kind of like a small little ad. And it's just a little thing that says, hey, we got dry cleaning, come check it out. That ad gets clicked 0.01% of the time. So if 1,000 people are looking at that website, 10 people might click on that ad. And out of those 10 people, you know, you got to think, how many people are going to actually go to the dry cleaning? Maybe two. So it's really a long-term thing that you have to just get your as many impressions or get in front of as many people as possible. And when you bring quality content, obviously that number goes up. You know, like video and things like that obviously have a better conversion rate, but you're only going to move it up to like 0.07%. You know, it's a uphill battle. Live shows actually help a bit more. Even when I was on national TV here, I wasn't very, I didn't see a huge bump, even though I'm in Romania, which is a relatively large European country. I was on national television during prime time twice. And out of those two times, I didn't gain very many followers on socials. I mean, maybe a total of two times, maybe a total of 40 followers that might come and check it out and everything like that. So the way to really gain followers and get a following is to go out and interact with people in a live setting, go to a show, hang out after the show. And when people say, hey, good show, say, thank you so much, I appreciate it, come see us again next time. Or, you know, if they start saying, I love that song, go, yeah, I love that song, I wrote it, and blah, 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 blah. They have those one-on-one connections because there's so much power there. And like we were saying before, with the new tools, have a go at TikTok, have a go at Instagram, Facebook. Facebook has done very well for me, which I thought Facebook was kind of a dead medium. But for some reason, they're very loyal over on Facebook. Web3 is nice. If you catch fire, then it's amazing. But you know, it's a long-term game. I'm sure people that have been in art for a long time understand this. You never know what can really send you to the stratosphere. So just creating content and keep perspective as well. Don't expect, oh, well, this is a great song, so I should be big now. You know, just keep your head down, keep going. There's songs that have, become number one songs after years of being made. So just keep on keeping on. Try the new tools, try a new avenue, give it your best shot, make quality work, and your following will follow. And also don't be afraid to try different things. So for me, I'm a stand-up, but I recently started doing podcasts. I have a friend who's a stand-up, but he does a little bit of music, like comedy music, and it's blown up. So really try and spread your wings creatively and do as many different things as you can to get people's eyes, and then those eyes will look at the thing that you want to do. That is the old Virgil Abloh thing from the designer of Louis Vuitton, passed away a couple of years ago. He used to be a fashion designer, but he was also a musician, DJ, traditional artist, graffiti artist. And he did all those things. So you would go to his page and then you see, oh, he does design. So don't be afraid to kind of get out of the box, and you never know what'll really help you a lot. So I hope that answers some questions.
Like really, guys, Luxas and Greg, For Sasha, like I know his work from earlier, and in real life we know each other. So like really, guys, it's for me it's inspiring to listen. You know that you are doing this like truly because of love of what you are doing. So like you're finding new ways, you're finding like new lights. You know at the end of the tunnel and so on. So really for me, you're like a listener and a co-host here. It's really inspiring to hear this. So thank you guys for sharing.
Of course. And also one last thing I just wanted to say, like, especially for comedy, it's kind of more known maybe than musicians and stuff. But in comedy, you can make, if you did the comedy your entire life, you can make either $0 or $1 billion. That's the entire spectrum. You can go never making any money and lose all your money and be desperate, or you could be a billionaire like Jerry Seinfeld. So define your own success. And do it your own way, and don't worry too much about the results. Just work on your art and making the best art, and enjoy the process as well.
Insane. I definitely agree. And you just answered another question that I was about to say, that what are the things in your opinion that make an artist generate more ears in their talent? I think you answered that perfectly. And something that I wanted to point out around what you were saying is generating this closer relationship between the artist and the audience, because sometimes in the traditional platforms, you can see that, okay, I can go in and play this podcast or play this song, but you don't have this closer relationship. In Sports Club, we want to create the solution around that, or at least create some warm relationship between the audience and the artist, some more close for creating some kind of exchange, feedback. It's something that we don't see more often in other kind of platform. We can see it in real life, because I can imagine that after finishing a stand-up in some of your places, you can step down and have a quick talk with the people that was hearing and having a good chat. Even I was reading something that you posted a couple of days back, that you were in an Uber and the driver started to hear your stand up and started to laugh a lot. Is something that I can imagine is something really satisfying for you, and create this feeling of feedback, you know, of saying, okay, I'm doing right the things, I'm doing the things in a correct way, and I need to keep going. I think it's something that Web3 helps a lot, or at least have the potential to creating, is a warmer relationship between the audience and the artist. So I would like to hear the take of Luxas around it. What are the things, in your opinion, that make an artist generate more ears in the show?
Yeah, I have to disappoint. I really don't know at this stage. I wish I had the answer. Like I think it, exactly as you know, Greg said, like, you know, like having a team, you know, it's the best way to deal with it. You know, there are people that really into this, you know, as I was saying, I think the artist really has to, for me now, I think it's just do your best, you know, but then seeing some artists that I really love and they don't get that much exposure. I don't know. I, for example, I'm a Nils Fram fan, like big time. Like I love his work. I play the piano. I play his songs. I love it, you know. And then sometimes I go to YouTube to play a song where I'm out somewhere. I want to put it, and I see like how few views he has. And I was like, yo, this is one of the best like artists that I would recommend to somebody. And he's not doing like huge numbers, you know. So definitely marketing is very important if you want to really if you really want to get a large audience, and you need to plan it, you need to strategize it, which is totally a skill set, you know. You need to get people involved that know how to do that, you know. There may be some artists that they can do everything. I can't, you know. I'm just trying to do cool content, you know, but also I'm satisfied in my little bubble. I don't need much, so my ambitions are not like to become huge artists, but like somebody that can make a better living out of it, but also continue to create and you know, explore, you know, because like I was doing music, now I'm doing visuals, you know, having a live act. I would like to perform to places. So I'm at the point where I'm asking myself the same question, you know, because at the same time everything's changing so fast, and I guess you have to reach out. But I think, as Greg, I think, said, like, I think like having a good gig and the connection there, you know, that's the best thing. As I went to school, tourism, you know, it's they always taught us how the best guest, I mean, the best promotion is a satisfied guest, you know. So I think that applies still to it, you know. There's as we connect here and exchange opinions, and we have this great tool, it's still great to see people in person, talk in person, you know, feel it. I think that this is where ideas really happen, get triggered, you know, like, you know, when you have stuff like AD festival and stuff like that, when you can really connect to people and same like frequency length as you are, you know. Yeah, maybe someone else has any advice for me as well, you know, because like I just made an album now, and I'm really not sure what to do with it, because I didn't want to think about stuff, how to do it. Like, of course, I did animations, audio reactive animations for all of them. I'm really satisfied with it. But now I'm going to take some time just to think about, like, what to do with it, you know, because at the end, I think I'm just going to release it on Bandcamp and that's it. I don't know.
Yes, I kind of feel that that's the million-dollar question, you know, how to generate more audience, more ears. If we had the answer to that, we were all millionaires and having a great time here. So that's true. Just, I love to hear your take here. Greg, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I was just thinking, you know, I totally understand what he was saying about having a, you know, you can see it all the time where there's these absolutely amazing artists, and for whatever reason, they don't have the following. I see it in stand-up all the time. Like, I can literally name you 30 headliners that are some of the funniest people on earth, and they just never blew up. You know, they go and they perform live and absolutely destroy rooms. People are losing their minds and loving him. But if they don't happen to have the right social media presence or, you know, advertising budget or whatever, they end up, you know, just kind of being someone you've never heard of. They do get work, but, you know, they're not bigger than that. They're not super, super successful. And the only thing I could say is a lot like the hospitality thing he was saying. You know, word of mouth is really like the best motivator or you know, marketing technique. That's why at a lot of my shows, for instance, tonight I have an English open mic. At the end of the open mic, I always say, look, if you had a good time, please tell your friends and bring them back next week. We'll have a different show next week, different comedians. And I usually make a joke about if you didn't have a good time, just shut the fuck up. But, you know, all that fun stuff. And also having, like I mentioned, when I talk to younger comedians at the end of a show, I don't go and hide in the back in the green room, right? I go and I stand, you know, relaxed by the door, not like stopping them, not trying to trip them or anything, but I like to stand there and go, thank you guys for coming. Have a good night. Thank you guys for coming. Have a good night. And allow them to say, hey, great show. Where are you doing next? And stuff like that to slowly build that following of loyal audience members. So eventually it's not, hey, let's go see a show. It's, hey, let's go see Luxus. Let's go see Sasha. You know, we want to go see Greg. We want to see specific people. That's how you grow the following. And like I said, you've got to hit all the channels, and you got to also, it's honestly a lot about luck. I mean, how many people have just blown up on TikTok? There are some hacks and things that they say that you can do, that, you know, you might want to give it a try is trying opening up multiple accounts and on TikTok and posting. And then when one picks up on the algorithm, delete the others, stuff like that. I, for myself, was Twitter follow hacking for a while, where I would open up NFT Twitter, go to these big NFT projects and influencers. And when they posted something, someone would like it, I would follow them because I know they would probably follow me back, right? So, and they're active and they're NFT people. So it's not really hacking. It's just kind of, you know, engaging with the correct people at the right time. And things like that take a lot of time. They take a lot of effort. And it does help you, but in the end of the day, it's about the performance, showing up, doing your art, executing, and just keeping your head on and be, you know, like I said, keep your head screwed on correctly and keep perspective and just keep moving on forward. For Lux's and his new album, I would suggest, you know, maybe just figuring out marketing, figure out, you know, get some really great visual art, blast it out, keep blasting it out everywhere, every couple hours, post about it on something, or maybe get a review and you know, get on spaces like this and think other spaces that can help you, but. It is a luck game, you know. You got to be lucky a little bit, so it's hard for sure. That's all.
Yes, go ahead, Andrew.
Yes, I wanted. I have some like fun story to tell about Luxus. He mentioned that he goes somewhere, he wants to play a song, and then he sees the number of views it has. So like, I really have one cool story about it. You know, when I have my music sessions, and that means, you know, close to in the room, just turn the speakers on and just listen to music. So no distractions, no other things. You know, it's like my sessions. So when I see, you know, that some artist has like, let's say, 400 views, let's say platform YouTube, whatever, right? So like, for me, this goes to a special playlist, you know, because I think that really I have like more than 10-15 years experience in the industry, music industry, and I've worked with really with important artists, with like underground artists and so on. And for me, these, let's say, small artists that don't have such a big exposure, they are the pillars, they are the engine, you know, that's pushing forward things. Sometimes, you know, these kind of artists, they create some trends that get adopted by big artists later and so on. So really, when I see that something is, you know, low in views, I have a special playlist for this and I keep it like really well. So like really great things that these artists are doing, and just keep going.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, guys, for sharing the experiences. And I really appreciate Greg's words, because he's helping us a lot to understand better the situation and giving advice. You know, he's really experienced in the field, not only in Web 2, but also he's creating Haha Hyenas. Like, it's a pretty cool project of NFTs that I'm really interested too. I will keep an eye around that. So I don't want to you guys steal a lot of much time. We already are an hour speaking, which I really enjoy to do it. I wanted to say to Luxus, we are open to speak on DMs if you want to go more in deep about what we are doing, because we can help you maybe gaining a bit more exposure, at least trying to help promote your new album. It's something that we really want to do it. So let's keep in touch. Greg, go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to mention, because I don't know, it might just because of all the music talk, but it really does remind me and fire me up about my project, Hyenas. Right now, we are focused on comedy and stand-up comedy, since obviously that's my wheelhouse and what I have the most experience in. However, after our flagship project, Hyenas, we are planning on doing one for musicians involving a metaverse a metaverse production studio with a state-of-the-art metaverse studio where people can come and collab and premiere and of course do shows and show off their art, connect with other artists. So definitely keep an eye out for that.
I encourage you all to kind of, come and join Hyenas, even if it's, you don't want to do stand-up. We're going to have a lot of stuff for artists, breakdowns of marketing and social media tips. And I don't know how many of you guys have actually performed live as musicians, but if you know for a fact that between songs, if you go to any concert, these guys are talking, they're having fun, they're doing jokes. So to strengthen that skill of live performance, I think you could probably learn a bit from us in the classes. And even if you're writing whatever electric music, if we can help you write a joke about, I don't know, the computer, and write a joke about, robot sex sounds, whatever it may be, will improve your performances. So I think there's some value there, but also our secondary project will be a one for musicians, and with a metaverse, a world-class metaverse studio created by one of the best metaverse architects in the game. So please check it out. And I appreciate the space a lot. This has been a lot of fun. I look forward to maybe coming back some other time in a couple of weeks. And yeah, that's it. Thank you, guys.
Excellent. That sounds amazing. Amazing. Haha, yeah. Sounds like something that will explode. A lot of ideas, a lot of things that can help the people. And that's the goal, for having something that give us an advantage and show to the people from Web 2, people that is not related to Web 3, that we are actually creating some stuff that is useful, something to help the people and use the blockchain in a good way, So I really appreciate your time and having you here. I want to start wrapping this out because we were speaking a lot. Sasha, for closing a bit, I would like to hear your next steps, what you are doing now, your next releases, where we can catch you up.
Well, I recently became a promoter, so I started doing my own parties. And thing is, I realized that the scene of electronic music in Serbia is maybe went too mainstream in some way. And I decided to step in because I'm on the scene for a long time and to shake some things and make something happen. So I'll guess you can come to Belgrade and Rockstore and meet me there with one of my parties.
Yeah, I would also suggest Sasha, you should check Luxas music and shows that he's doing.
Will do.
In my opinion, he's the perfect match for Drugstore, as I know the program of the club and so on. So guys, please connect and try to do something together.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I really appreciate your time, Sasha, even having a flu, even being sick. Thanks a lot for being here.
I'll maybe join another one when I'm fully operated.
Exactly. I was just about to say the same. We would love to invite you again for going more in deep in your story. But I really, really appreciate your being here. So let's continue with wrapping it up with Luxas. Luxas, what are your next steps? What are you thinking? I hear that you are releasing your next album. So talk me something around it.
Yeah, first of all, I would like to thank you for inviting me here. I really enjoy the space. I've been regular to some spaces. They turned into... I really don't like it when some spaces really turn the attention, to... that end fastly cool conversations, so that was a bit turned off, but I really enjoyed this one, and thank you for all the insight, and I appreciate all the knowledge shared with everyone. We live in Slovenia, of course, and like a lot in a lot of other places, but and also now I'm spending my summers down in a little village in Bosnia, since my wife is Bosnian. I'm my grandfather is from an island in Croatia, so I used to go there all the time, but now with the tourism and everything, I really switched a little bit my mindset, so I'm going in little villages, and I wrote this album like 2 years ago. It really inspired me by a book. Many of the accents here will know by the book Bridge on Drina by Ivo Andrić. It started, and then I started reading. I didn't have much weed, in Bosnia, because I had to save it. So I was drinking a lot of coffee and reading a lot of books and writing this for my modular. And then and on the piano. And then I wanted to find an instrument to represent the Balkans, you know, and I started learning the kaval. And I found this Albanian dude that actually made it for me, and he's baking burek in Ljubljana. You know, I couldn't find the kaval anywhere, and he made it for free for me. So now I've been learning for a lot, and I finally recorded everything. So I'm going to release it in January. And yeah, I realize, you know, it's very cinematic music. It's not, my music's very niche, you know, and I don't expect much from it, but I try to stay consistent, and I still get the jobs and I still get opportunities. But for this one, I really made it like so I can play it live, and also I have reactive animations to it. Like I learned also a lot of touch designer. It took me a while to have a breakthrough, but it's a modular environment, and it's really, you know, for me, it really depends. You know, once made some people here. I also worked before Grammatic. I worked with DJ Umek, you know. And the other guys, and like there's different approaches, you know, how artists approach art, you know. And I don't know, Umek said once, like, that the true artist always suffers, you know, because it's true, you know. It's, you know, you always research new fields to keep yourself entertained, and then you go too far and maybe you create some abstract ideas that people don't really want to hear, you know, but you're pushing some kind of limits, and maybe your songs will become relevant later, I don't know. But anyway, in my case, you know, like, I can't wait to share this. Like, I don't want to talk too much, but I really appreciate the time for letting me share. And I really appreciate the knowledge from all the people here, and definitely come back.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate a lot your time here and your experiences, because we use these words for making better. We're making better the project. After all, we want to help you. We want to help people like you, help artists to grow up. I really appreciate your time here. Greg, something short for finish it up?
Yeah, just thank you guys for everything that you're doing and trying to push artists and help artists learn and expose themselves to the, well, not expose themselves, I guess. We're not talking exposure. We're talking about, you know, letting people come up and talk and express their journey and everything like that. So, no, I think, you know, I did my little pitches. I hope I added some value to the conversation. And I really appreciate the time to hop on here and let you guys know what I know, which is not very much. But, yeah, again, if you guys ever need to put some more people on this thing, I'd love to come back and talk more. As an artist, you know, we're always developing and doing new stuff. So there's always something to update you guys on. So again, thank you guys so much, and have a great day. All right. Thank you.
Thank you a lot. Thank you a lot, Greg. Christian, do you want to make a final reflection around this?
I just want to thank everyone again to participate in this space. And I would like to invite you to join the Sports Club project. We're now onboarding artists for our demo system, or let's say first pre-release. We're offering a tool where any artist can create his own website. On this website, you will then have a lot of features to sell your art, to create a community, and so on. And if you're interested, reach out to our team, and we're happy to assist. And you can be one of the participating artists in this in the release of our Sports Club ecosystem. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Thanks a lot, everyone, for joining. Of course, the space will be recorded. We will be uploading the record on our blog. And I invite everyone to check out Sports Club. See you the next week with another space hearing new artists. Thank a lot, guys. See you around.